Finally, two hosts your pets can relate to. It's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we're talking this morning with Dr. Lori Nelms, who is the owner of a new 24-hour emergency veterinary center out in the Williamston area. And Dr. Nelms, I alluded to it before the break. When it comes to setting up a 24-hour center, how is that different from setting up for a standard practice? I mean, I'm certain that there's diagnostic equipment that you have to have in order to do the emergency work that you do. So what kind of things do you have the capability to do that maybe a lot of veterinary centers don't?
So right now, we do have full diagnostic capabilities as far as running blood work. So we do all of our blood work in-house, as well as being able to send out more extensive panels out-house. So we have someone that a courier that picks up in the evenings to be able to send those out, or we might utilize the lab at Michigan State as well. But we do full blood work as well as urinalysis and a variety of just kind of bedside tests here, as well as having digital x-ray as well. So we can take, you know, x-rays, whether that be of the chest or the belly or, you know, the limbs if there's a fracture and whatnot. So we have those capabilities. And then obviously just kind of general monitoring, whether that be, you know, heart rate and rhythms or the pulse oximetry, how a patient is oxygenating or their blood pressures. Obviously, we have all those capabilities too. And then the plan long term is to get like a CT machine and things once we start to develop the practice and get more specialists.
So if somebody's interested in if somebody has an emergency, which is pretty much what this is centered around, do people just show up there, or is there usually a phone call ahead? Is it usually a call into their vet and then you, or how does it usually manifest itself when somebody's actually using
all of the above? All of the above. So definitely we get a fair amount of our referral population, the regular vets in the area that will call over and just give us a heads up that they're sending something over, as well as people just show up. Maybe they show up and we have to run out with a gurney and grab something and bring it in, or they'll give us a call and we'll either direct them at maybe something that they can do at home, or if we feel like they need to be seen, obviously we direct them in and they bring them in that way. Right now with the COVID limitations, we're doing everything curbside, so we're having to do things by, you know, put them in their vehicle or either over the phone. So it makes things a little bit lengthier and difficult, but so far, you know, it's been going okay. So
has setting up a business during COVID, because I think, well, let me first back. How long has it been since your door opened? How long have you been there?
So we opened in October, so we're very new. It wasn't my intent to open in the middle of this COVID pandemic, but we had originally kind of started with this plan really 3 years. It's been about 3 years in the making, kind of looking for the right space and getting all of the staff and the building up to where we needed it to be. And then, like I said, we opened in October.
Was it an existing building?
It was an existing building, yeah. So it's been empty as long as I've been here.
Okay. And then during COVID, it has that kind of changed your expectations or the demands on your business as far as a plan? I mean, at least you didn't open a restaurant in the middle of all this. What does it mean to have opened a veterinary clinic in the middle of COVID?
It's been really stressful. It's been hard on the staff as well, just because it wasn't just kind of a gradual opening. So we kind of expected to just gradually start getting clients in and things. So it's just been, you know, kind of like drinking from a a water hose. It's just been, you know, people coming in. We usually see anywhere from 20 to 30 cases in a day, and that's been really from day one. So it was kind of quick training for the staff. It's, you know, it's a lot of mixed feelings. You know, we get attached to our patients being emergency. We have a lot of stuff come in sick, a lot of high stress levels from the clients and things. So it's been a lot, along with kind of the limitations that COVID brings with having to do everything curbside. You know, it's much easier when we can bring people in and draw pictures and see facial expressions and things, and know that they're understanding what we're saying. So, and then not being able to see their pet and being able to see the exam, which is typically what we do within the room. And that was really the plan going in, you know, is that people watch the exam when they're able to and get to sit with their pets. Whereas now with the limitations with COVID, you know, we bring them in emergently and they're already worried about their pets. So it just brings in a lot of stress for both the owners as well as all the staff and doctors.
Well, on the good news side for you, Doctor, it's pretty well documented that the growth of homes with a pet has increased about 30% during this COVID period. So the good news is increased demand can't be a bad thing for you.
Well, and what I was thinking is, like you're saying, drinking from a water hose, what it tells me is that there was latent demand just waiting, just pooling back and dammed up, that once you opened, everybody was looking for that.
Yeah.
Now, Doctor, in terms of what you're doing out there, let's talk about, in terms of the reputation that 24-hour places have, typically people have known that they're great. When I need them, I can't believe I've got them. And they're thrilled when you save their animals. And then all of a sudden, a bill shows up. And everyone starts to whine and complain about how expensive the darn 24-hour emergency care is. Talk a little bit about that, because the truth is, there's a lot of reasons why emergency care places have to charge what they do.
Yeah, I think there's a lot going on behind closed doors that people don't understand, but it's very expensive on my standpoint as well. But we are, you know, we're running a 24-hour facility, 24 hours. So that's 24 hours of electricity, 24 hours of oxygen for your pet when need be, 24 hours of staffing. So, you know, in the evenings, there's, like I said, a doctor there, as well as at least two nursing staff there overnight. But there's, you know, I mean, right now, I have two receptionists here, as well as about five or six nursing staff in the back and myself. So it's a lot going on at once, as well as all the medications, upkeep of the machinery, and, you know, we're doing things, you know, full diagnostics on pets, as well as hospitalizing them and surgical procedures that, you know, they do the same procedures in human medicine. But the luxury is that we all have, or most of us have, health insurance, and we just pay a copay. So I think that a lot of people don't realize, if you actually ask for an itemized bill, it's quite much, quite more expensive whenever you're going to your human doctor. And those expenses are still there in veterinary medicine. We just don't have that copay that we're able to pay.
It sounds like by looking at your resume, you're not foreign to the idea of working for, as you've mentioned, working for emergency facilities. Has there been any surprise now that you're behind the wheel, any surprise in making this happen that's made it either difficult or maybe even better, I suppose?
Yeah, I think the COVID limitations has been the biggest thing. You know, I did kind of go into this on my own, so I definitely realize now why a lot of people go in as groups, even to buy a practice of this size and of, you know, 24 hours and heading this many people. I am still working on the floor as many, if not more, shifts than my other doctors. So that, as well as running the practice, has been more of a toll than I expected. It's obviously a toll on my family as well. You know, I hear it does nothing but get better. So I'm waiting for that.
What I'd like to do would be, when we come back from our break, is to learn a little bit about you, your family, and maybe where you've been around the country, so people can get a little better acquainted with who you are, and we'll do that shortly.
Yeah, and also why you were crazy enough to come from the South up to Michigan and deal with winter when you didn't have to very often.
Yeah, I still struggle with that decision.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll counsel you through that.
Absolutely, and we'll do it right after the break. We're talking with Dr. Lori Nelms from the Greater Lansing Veterinary Center in Williamston, and we'll talk right here on 1320 WILS.